Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Menachos daf Yedzayin. Begin on the bottom of daf Tezayin Mebeis, on the last word on the Amid, where the Gemara continues a related discussion of the previous daf and discussing the laws of Pigel as they apply to a Mincha, specifically the relationship between the two Matirim, that of the Koimitz and that of the Levain, where both those are burnt on the Mizbech, and they are what permit the Shirayim, the leftovers of the flour offering, to be eaten by the Kehanim. Says Gemara Amri, they said, continuing on top of Yedzayin Menalf, Harifi de Pumbedisa, the sharp ones of Pumbedisa, which was a place in Babel and Babylon, where the Gemara in the first part of Sanhedrin of Yedzayin Menbez explains, this refers to Ephen and Avimi, who were the sons of Rechava from Pumbedisa. They said the following halacha, Haktara mifagelas haktara. In other words, if someone does the haktara, the burning of the claimants of the Levina, and when he does it with the intention of sacrificing the Levina, which is a different Haktara, at a later point in time, meaning tomorrow, that will create Pigel. Now, Rashi addresses the important question. Although we know the halacha is Ein Matar Mefagelas HaMatar, as we said in the previous daf, and here you're doing a Pigel in the Matar of the Kaimitz to then do something inappropriate with the other Matar of Levina, so that says Rashi, it's not the same thing as the case that we had brought this halacha on in the previous daf regarding slaughtering the lamb with the intention to eat the other lamb tomorrow, as the Gemara is going to explain this svara later on this daf, because they're not in the same vessel. So although they're both coming to Matar Shtei Alechem, but they're independent entities. Here, and therefore it makes a difference, and therefore there's no problem about Ein Matar Mefagelas HaMatar. In other words, it could be Mefagel, because they were both created as a mincha together in the same vessel. Both the kaimitz of the mincha and the levina were in the same vessel. Therefore, here the halacha will be that the matter of the kmitza could be mefagel the matter of the levina. Now, additionally, said the harif of the pumbadisa of afil rabbanon, even quite rabbanon. The army that they say, a mefagel mechatzi matter, that you cannot create pigle in the half of a permitter. So wait a second. You're doing the machshava pigle during only half of the permitter, during the haktar of the kmitza. How does that create pigle? So that's what they said. That limitation was only if in half of the matir, in one of the two permitted, you had a mind regarding the leftovers. Now, but then the levina would still be intact, and it was untouched, and therefore you're only in the half of matir, and therefore it's not going to create pigle. But here, what is his machshav of pigle in? Yes, he's doing the machshav in half of the matter. But what is the pigle of the thought to do inappropriately regarding? It's regarding the levina. So it says if he had the machshav of pigle during the entire matter, because the thought about was the other half of the matter. So essentially, the whole pigle was encompassing the whole matter, one that you're doing it during, and one that it's about, and therefore, that will not have the limitation of Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Matar, because the Machshava pigle is about the other permitter. Now, Amar Rav, he says, Avananam Tinina, similarly, we learned like this in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Zakal, this is the rule. When it talks about the laws of creating a pigle, Machshava Psula, by the four types of services of a mincha, it says, Kala Kaimitz, which is the first one, doing the fistful of Vanes Makli, putting in the vessel, that's the second one, Vamailich, transporting, that's the third one, Vamakter, and burning it. If during any one of these four avoidis, he has a mind, Lechel, Davish, Dach, Lechel, to eat something that's normally eaten, which is like the Shiraim, Ulahakta, Davish, Dach, Lechel, or to burn something that's normally burned, like the Kaimitz. And he's having a mind that it should be Chutzlim Kaimai, that it should be consumed beyond its space, beyond the perimeter that's allowed to be. So then, Pasalvei Mekaris, that's known as the Machshav Chutzim Kaimai, that makes it invalid, but if one were to eat from it right now, he wouldn't get Karis. But let's say Chutzim Manli, he has a mind, should be eaten beyond its time. Oh, then Pigel Machayim Lam Karis, then this actually becomes Pigel, and if one would eat from it right now, it would be liable for Karis. But says the Gemara, says Rava, my love, isn't it from the fact that the Mishnah there says it, of all four avodas together, that haktara dumi dahanach, that the case of the sacrifice in which the last of the four avodas is similar to the other ones, like the kmitza and putting into the vessel, and mahanach, just like those first ones. Bein lechel, it's whether even if he has a mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Bein lahaktar, it's even if he has a mind to sacrifice the frankincense also tomorrow, it's going to be pigel, because that's halacha regarding either achilas or machilas and mizbeach. So therefore, avaktar, that would also tell us then regarding the last one of the burning of the kaimitz, is also, because that's the avoid is in the kaimitz, that's what all these four are, and the fourth one would be the aktar of the kaimitz, is also bein lecho bein lahakter, would also be in makshav regarding eating the shirayim tomorrow, or burning what? Not the kaimitz, because the kaimitz is what you're burning right now, that you'll burn the levina tomorrow. So you see that you could have makshav and pigel during the kmitza of the haktar of the kmitza, for the haktar, for the levina tomorrow, which is exactly like the chariva did b'madiza. Says the Gemara, it's not a proof. Hanoch bein lecho bein lahakti. Right, the first avodas are you could have machshav a pigel, whether to eat the shirayim tomorrow or to burn the kaimitz tomorrow. But haktar regarding the burning of the kaimitz, their lechel in their machshav would be different. It would be only regarding consuming, which would be the shirayim tomorrow, but lahakti lai, but burning not. Well, obviously not the kamitza, because that's you're burning right now, and neither can it necessarily mean regarding the levaina, because maybe you can't. And not like the chayfer de b'medisa. And actually, maybe haktara would not be mefagel as haktara. And regarding haktara, it's different than the first ones. There it's both for achila and for haktara. Here it would be only machshav a pigel for haktara. So that was the opinion of chayfer de b'medisa. However, Yosef Rav Menashe bar Gad kamei da baya v'yosef ka'amah meshmei Rav Chisda. And he'd be saying in name of Rav Chisda that ain haktara mefagel as haktara, not like the chayfer de b'medisa, but actually one cannot have a machshav a pigel during the haktara of the kaimetz regarding the burning of the Akhtar Levina tomorrow. That's not going to make it pigle. And he says in the opposite version, that says generally you could create pigle in the half of a permitter. So here when you're burning the kaimitz, it's half of the permitters. Essentially, it should be able to create pigle by having in mind that you're going to burn the Levina tomorrow. And that he says no. Because when did Remeir say you could be mefagel in half of the permitter? That's only when your machshav is regarding the leftovers. The kaimitz mata did who? That the permitter of that shirayim is the kaimitz. Now, albeit it's only half of the permitter, but it's ultimately its permitter, so Remeir would hold over there and create pigle. But in the case that we're talking about, the kaimitz lav mata de levaina hu, the kaimitz, the fistful of the flower offering, is not what permits the levaina to be sacrificed. As the Gemara said in the Gimel Beis, they're totally independent. You could do the levaina first before you do the burning of the kemitza of the flower offering. So they're actually loy matzim mefagel, but even Ramei would agree that you cannot create pigel, even though you're doing it in the chatzimat, and that he allows, but it has to be regarding something that it's permitting. It's not permitting the levaina, and therefore you cannot be do pigel from one akhtara to the other one. Now, Amli Abayas said to Rav Menashe, who was saying over this teaching in front of him, in the name of Rav Chisda, says, Ani Mari, my master, answer me, Mishmei de Rav, that this halacha that you said over the name of Rav Chisda, did Rav Chisda say it over the name of Rav? Amalei, and he said, yes. Says the Gemara, it menami, so too we learned that Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav, in haktar mefagel es haktar. There cannot be halacha pigel of a machshava psula during the haktar of the kemitza to do the haktar of the levaina tomorrow. Now, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi Mishmei da Abaya says, Avananam Tanina, we have a Mishnah on the previous stuff to Zayin Med Aleph that supports this halacha of Rav. The Mishnah said, Shachet Ech Menach Kvasim, if someone slaughtered one of the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos to Kivseh Atzeres, Lechem Menu Lamachar, to eat from that lamb tomorrow, so who pigle? So it's going to be pigle because it permits its own self, the own animal, and therefore it's a valid machshav of pigle, so it's going to be pigle. But b'chaver kasha, the other lamb, which has no relationship to, besides that they're both permitted, but it's not doesn't permit it, so the other one's going to be kasha. Let's see, lechem mechaver lamachar. Let's see, he has a mind when he sacrifice when he's slaughtering this one to then eat the other one tomorrow. So that's a division. Shneim kashem, the both can be kasha. So says the Gemara, my time. Why are they both kasha? Lab mishum, isn't it? Because the kibin de lav mata de dehu, since this lamb is not permitting that other lamb, they both permit the shtei alechem, but this lamb is not permitting that other one. So therefore, le matzim mefagel, that's why you cannot create pigle. That's exactly like Rav had said, this halacha, that's why you cannot mefagel from one akhtar to the other, because each the one permit is not permitting the other one. They both permit the shirayim. Here also, the kvasim, they permit the shtei alechem, but one doesn't permit the other one. Therefore, that's not a valid pigle. Says Yom Aloy, no, it's not a raya. As we mentioned this far earlier on the daf, Hasam hu delay ikve b'chad mana. There by the two lambs, they weren't created into one entity in one vessel. Yeah, they're both matim and they're totally independent. So therefore, if you have machshava one, it's not going to affect the other one. Aval hocha de ikve b'chad, meaning when you have machshava on one regarding the other one, it's not going to create pigle. Aval hocha de ikve b'chad mana. But here, where they were established as a mincha together in one vessel, the levain is put into the same vessel as the kmitza, as the flower offering. So therefore, kichadom, and therefore we would say it would be like one, and therefore maybe it is like the charifa, the bombadisa, not like we're trying to bring a raya, and maybe having a machshava during the haktar of the kaimitz, it would create pigle if he has a machshava regarding the burning of levain the next day. Now, as Rashi points out, this is only according to Rami and Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yisi that we brought in the beginning of the parak, that holds that a matter cannot be mefagel the matter, so then you wouldn't be able to create pigle from the burning of the kaimitz regarding the burning of the levain because they're totally independent. But regarding the opinions that we're discussing, could be that they would hold, and that we're discussing, Rabban and Meir, maybe it would be that actually haktar would be mefagel, it's haktar because they were ikva b'chad mona. Now, continuing on this topic, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nuna says, Hamilsa Ivlali. This halacha was explained to me and that it was absorbed in me by Reb Chanina, Vitekilali, and it's equal to me, it has its weight in gold, that it's precious to me. Kekula Talmidai, like all my learning. What's the halacha? As follows. Hekter Kaimitz, if that they were sacrificing the fistful of the flour, and when they were doing, they had in mind lahakdur levaina, to on the condition that he's going to sacrifice levaina tomorrow, and on the condition lechal shiraim lamacher, to eat the leftovers tomorrow, and if one does that, pigel it's going to be pigel. So the Gemara asks, my kamash malan, what is the chiddush of this halacha? In other words, the Gemara assumes that it's one of these two thoughts that's going to make it into pigel. So the question is, which one of them? As the Gemara explained, there were two thoughts. When he was doing the Haktar of the Kemitz, he had in mind to, one, burn the Levina tomorrow, and also to eat the Shiraim tomorrow. Says the Gemara, I Haktar mefagelas Haktar kamash malan, if the great chiddush of this halacha was that when you're having a machshava, which was the Gemara's discussion before, that the haktara you could have a machshava of the other haktara, and that's going to create pigel, and therefore it's the thought regarding burning the levina tomorrow that makes it pigel, but not because of the eating shiraim tomorrow, because actually that they held that you cannot be mefagel regarding the shiraim, because that would be a chatzi mater, because the kmitza, the haktara kmitza, is only half of a mater. And it's only actually regarding burning the levaina tomorrow that would create a pigel, because that we said, even if you hold imavag machatzi matzah, but here when it's regarding levaina, it's regarding all the matirim now. But if that would be the halacha he was teaching him, then lema hikter kaimitz lahakta levaina. Then let him have only said that if someone's burning the kaimitz with the intention of burning the levaina tomorrow, and he shouldn't have said anything about eating the shiraim tomorrow, since that machshav is not helping at all, why does it mention that regarding that first thought? And if the pigel is because, actually, no, the other halacha, because of eating the shirayim, and it's mefagel mechatzi matzah kamash malon, what the halacha was, he was teaching him was that even though it's a half a matter, the haktaras claim it's only half, because you have to burn the levaina also. Still, when you're having machshava to eat the shirayim tomorrow, that's going to create pigel, but actually, regarding burning the levaina tomorrow, actually would not be effective, like the other opinions, that of Rav. So then the question is, then why to combine them together? Lema, let it just say, Hikter Kaimitz Lecha Shiraim Lamacher. That if he has in mind when he's bringing the Kaimitz to eat the Shiraim tomorrow, why does it mention anything about Lahak de Levain if that's not effective? And continues the Gemara, Ita Vayu Kamash Malan. If he was actually teaching both points, meaning that it was saying, or to eat, meaning that if, let's say, Adam Achshav in only one of them, either one of them, it's going to create pigle. So ask the Gemara, then Lema Hikter Kaimitz, then the way he should have said it was, that if he's burning the kaimitz lahak de levaina, to either burn the levaina, or v'lechel shiraim lamacher, or to eat the shiraim tomorrow, which sounds like two different things. You're being marked to the kaimitz lahak de levaina, or lechel shiraim lamacher. Why does it say in the way that it was originally said, which sounds like that actually it was regarding both machshavis? But why? Which one is it that's creating pigle? Why do you need both? Amar Rav Ad Barav, he says, lo'olam kesavis, because really he held, ein haktar mefagelas haktar. Actually, like Rav, that one haktara, meaning when you're burning the kaimitz, having a machshav on burning the levain tomorrow is not going to make a pigle. And the truthfully also he held, that if, let's say, you're having regarding eating, which was the second half of his thought, to eat the shiraim tomorrow, also would not be pigle because you only have a machshav during the burning the kaimitz, which is only half of the matter. Oh, but that was the chiddush of his halacha, and that's why it was so dear to him as all his learning. B'shani hacha, here it's different. The pashtele machshava b'kul mincha, because the thought encompasses the entire flour offering. Because although neither one is going to be a pigle in its own right, but now that you have both of these ideas, you have A, that it's creating pigle in the shiraim, and it's also regarding the haktaras levaina. So it's encompassing everything. So although each one independently would not be pigle, because you cannot be mfagim b'chatzi matzah, and you can't do from one haktara to the other one, from one matzah to the other one. But since it has both of those, so the combination of the two of them is actually going to go ahead and create pigle, and that is why there was a chiddush in saying both points. It was only because of both that, according to this opinion, was going to be pigle. Now, concluding these halachas, says the Gemara, Tani Tani Kameder of Yitzchak Bar Abba. There was a teacher of Braises that sent him from the Yitzchak Bar Abba the following Braisa. Hikter Kaimitz Lechel Shiraim. Someone, as he's burning the fistful of the flower offering, has a mind to eat the Shiraim tomorrow. So it says, the Braisa, Liriah called pigle. According to everyone, it's going to be pigle. Now the question of this price is obvious. V'hom miflig pligi. But what do you mean? But they do disagree. According to Rabbanan, as we mentioned, they hold emafagl mechatzim matir, and here you're only having the machshava in half of the permitter during the bringing of the kemitzah, not during the bringing of the levina. So le'ema rather says Rav Yitzchok, you have to amend the brayso to say ledivrei hakol pasul. According to everyone, it's going to be invalid. No, it's unanimous according to everyone, because according to everyone, it's going to be pasul. Some hold it could be even more severe and be pigel, but according to everyone, it's going to be pasul, invalid. So on that, the question is, but v'leima, why didn't Rav Yitzchok tell the teacher the brayso not to change it and to keep it as it was and to teach it that it's going to be pigel, but say hareza pigel, that this is going to be pigel, v'remeir, and that it's going according to Rav Meir. So why do you have to change it from pigel to pasul? Keep it as pigel, but amend it to say that it's Rav Meir, who, as we said, he holds it as pigel because he holds mefagel mechatzimata. Says Gemara, no, because Tanam, the teaching of the Braisa, Devar Hakol Asnayu, he said that the words in the Braisa were according to everybody. So therefore, you could say that, okay, what's according to everyone? That's going to be pasul. So why did it say pigel? So that you could explain, because pigel b'pasul michlefle, because that people could sometimes interchange, because they're both types of malandation, and it could be an error that it said pigel when it really means pasul. So that's why he said you could change it to pasul. But harizeh b'divri hakol, but the words that it says in the braisa according to everyone, which you want to switch into say, no, it's not according to everyone, it's only according to Rav Meir, and should say harizeh that this is pigel, le michlefle, that people would not switch. And therefore, since if it had said harizeh, it wouldn't say divri hakol. No one would ever make that mistake and say divri hakol. So if it says divri hakol, it must be according to everyone. And therefore we have to switch from the word pigel to pasul, instead of switching that it stays pigel, but switching divri hakol to harezeh. And therefore we said it's according to everyone, but it's pasul. Hanulach HaKremetz as a mincha, which I return to the second parak of Masechet Beznachas, parak HaKremetz as a mincha, which spoke about primarily as in the first parak regarding different types of invalidation, specifically that of pigel, machshava of chutz hazmanai by a mincha. And that we continue with the third parak, Perek HaKlemetzes HaMincha, it continues on this topic regarding the invalidations that apply to a mincha. Says the Mishnah, HaKlemetzes HaMincha, if someone takes a fistful of a flower offering, lechol davar she'in darcha lechol, and he has a mind to eat something tomorrow, which is not normally eaten. Or lahakta davar she'in darcha lahakta, he has a mind to burn something, which is not normally burnt on the Mizbeach. Says it's on the Kamakashas. That's not a bona fide pigle, because it's not in something that's normally eaten, whether it's a eating of the Mizbeach or eating of a person. But Rabbi Lezer Paisel, as we'll see in the Gemara, he says, no, it's still going to be invalid. Says the Mishnah, let's say lechel davar shadarcha lechel. Let's say he has a mind to eat something that's normally eaten. Well, lahakta davar shadarcha lahakta, or to burn something that's normally burnt. But pachas mikizayis. But he has a mind that it should be consumed in an amount less than an olive size. So then kasha, then it's going to be kasha, because it doesn't have the minimum measurement of pigel, which of most things that are for consumption have to be the size of an olive. Now, as Rashi points out, actually, this halacha, the Mishnah, is superfluous, because we taught the same halacha in the first paragraph of Beis and Mabeis, that if someone has a mind to eat a half a zayis or to burn the half a zayis, it's going to be kosher. That says Rashi, but it's necessary for Rebbe Lazar to say that even though Rebbe Eliezer says that it's going to be possible, as in the first halacha of the Mishnah, when he has a machshava of shaloi kedarkoi, to eat something that's not normally eaten, still he says it's us rabbinically, and therefore it's going to be possible because of the situation when you might have a machshava for something that is normally eaten kedarkoi. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that here he does not make that same gezerah of pachis megezayis atu kezayis, and that it's according to everyone, even according to Rebbe Lazar, that's going to be kosher. Concludes the Mishnah. Let's say he has a machshava lechel kechatzi zayis ulahakdik kechatzi zayis. He has a mind both to eat a half olive size and to burn a half olive size tomorrow. Kasha is going to be valid because she'en achilav aktar mitzarfim. Because although maybe in other situations we would combine, but the eating of the mizbeach and the eating of a person, which one is to eat the sharam and one is to burn the kaimitz, those two do not combine. Those two totally different types of pigel, and therefore it's going to be kasha because he never had a machshava of pigel of a kezayis. So the Gemara says, Amr Abbas, Amr B'yechon, and he says, my time in Rebbe Lazar, what's the reason Rebbe Lazar that he holds that even if he had a machshava to eat something that's not normally eaten, or to burn something that's not normally burned tomorrow, that's going to be pasul? Says the Gemara, Amr Krok, the Pasuk says, Mayikra v'im, he'ochel ye'ochel m'psar zevach shlama. When it talks about the halacha of pigel, says that if eating he will eat from the meat of the carbon shlama, on the third day, it's not going to be okay, which the Gemara elsewhere explains doesn't really mean eating on the third day. It means having a machshava of eating it on the third day. So this is the halacha of the pasuk that talks about pigel. So what's the redundancy, ha'ochel ye'ochel? Says the Gemara, b'shtei achilas akasam adab. The pasuk talks about two different types of consumption. Echad achilas adam, one is the eating of the kayin. Ve'echad achilas mazbech, one is the eating of the altar, which is what's burnt on the altar. Laimelcha, to tell you, k'shem shemachashim achilas adam, just like, because obviously it talks about achila, that just like you could have a machshava pigel by the consumption of a person. Kach machashav machilas mizbeach. So to this machshava of a different type of eating, of the eating of mizbeach. Oh, and therefore it tells us, and this is the source of Rabbi Elazar's halacha, k'shem shemechashav machilas adam machilas adam. Just like that, the halacha of pigel applies to a thought about eating that applies to what people normally eat. That it applies if he has an inappropriate thought regarding someone eating it. In other words, just like a machshava regarding something that a person normally eats, like shirayim. If he thinks about that a person should eat it tomorrow, it's going to be pigel. And umachilas mezbech. So too the same thing is regarding like the kaimitz, which the mezbech usually eats. If he thinks about it regarding tomorrow, lachilas mezbech, that the mezbech should eat it tomorrow, it's also going to be possible. Oh, so therefore, says the Gemara, kach, so too, machashvim, machilas adam, so too, that's what the Pasuk is equating the two of them by saying, ha'achal ya'achal, that you could have a machshava regarding something that a person usually eats, like the shirayim. If he thinks about it, limizbeach, regarding the altar, in other words, let's say to burn that shirayim tomorrow, or the other way around, machilas mizbeach la'adam, so too, if he has regarding something that normally the mizbeach eats, which is the kaimetz, that for adam, that a person should eat tomorrow, it's also going to be possible. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Like we're saying, because midafkin rachman laktar b'lashon achilah, from the fact that the Torah, when it's coming to describe the other type of pigel, that of burning on mizbeach, it doesn't say burning, it uses the terminology of eating. Obviously, it's equating the two of them and saying that a machshava of one to the other will be effective to create this psul. Now, but says the Gemara, but the Rabbanan, who disagree, they say, no, haidafkin rachmana b'lashon achilah, this that the Torah uses when it's describing the other pigel of haktar in the terminology of eating, as we continue to mit beis, is teaching a different halacha. Deloishna ki mechashav, that it doesn't make a difference when you have the thought regarding a pigel of haktara tomorrow, b'lashon achilah mizbech, whether using a terminology of the mizbech eating, for example, let's say he has in mind, here, I'm going to do this kmitza on the condition that the kaimitz will be eaten on the mizbech tomorrow, and it doesn't make a difference if it has the terminology of what it normally is called, about burning on the mizbeach. That's why it says, to describe haktara and eating, to say that the terminology of eating would also apply to the haktara of pigel of haktara, or inami. The another reason, or interpretation, why the Torah, when it's talking about the pigel of haktara, use the terminology of eating, is to tell you a different halacha. Ma'achil b'gezai is just like the eating of a person is always by an olive size, and that's why the pigel of achilas adam is kezayis. Afaktar b'kezayis is teaching also that the pigel of the burning on the mizbech is also going to be the size of an olive. So he has in mind by the kemitza to burn a kezayis of the kaimitz tomorrow, it's going to be pigel. But ala'ilam, and therefore, however, but the Rabban hold that always achila d'urcha mashma, that however the eating is what it normally means for, meaning kemitza is for the mizbech and shirayim is for adam, but not that, like Rabbi Elazar wants to learn out from this pasuk, that it means that even that you could have machshava from one type of achila to the other. No, it has to be which one ever it is that's urcha mashma, and however it's just teaching either regarding that you could have a machshava of calling it achila mizbech, or that it's the shir of a kezayis. But Rabbi Elazar, he would tell you, Im Kain, if it's only teaching like you're saying, Lichta Brahmana im ha'achal ha'achal, it should keep the same wording. It should say it twice to refer to Akhtar, but it should say him ha'achal ha'achal, or inami im ya'achal ya'achal. My he'achal ya'achal, why does it change the wording from he'achal to ye'achal, a different word? Shamit manatarti, so obviously it's teaching us two halachas. One is like you're saying regarding having a machshava of the Akhtar, the Shir is a kezayis. But additionally, it's like I'm saying that it comes to say you can even have machshava from one type of achila to the other, from achilas adam to mizbeach, or mizbeach to adam. Now, Amalei Reb Zeir Ravasi, he asks, ve'itam ad Reb Elazar misham halchiyu, if the reason Reb Elazar is like you're saying, that we learn it out from the pasuk in the Torah, that it calls both of them the same type of achila, then karis nami lechayiv, then there should even be a liability of karis for achilas adam l'mizbeach, or mizbeach l'adam. And v'chite mochanam, if you're going to say, yes, actually it would be the same karis as every regular pigel, but v'ha'atu da amret mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan, but you yourself said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, then meidr b'lazah she'en anish karis, Rabbi Elazar agrees that there's no punishment of karis, as the wording in our Mishnah indicates, when it calls it pasul. So Amalei said, Tim tanoihi alib Rabbi Elazar. It's actually machlikis tanoim in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. So it's not a contradiction. It depends according to whom, which opinion. There is an opinion, that, like we just quoted, that says it's deraisa. But there is an opinion, like I was quoting the Rabbi Yechon, holds his own Rabbanan. Iklamandam, but there is an opinion, that of Rabbi Elazar, that psula deraisa, that it's a biblical invalidation. And from that pasuk that we just quoted before, and therefore there is karas. But the ikulamandam absul rabban, there is an opinion that holds that it's only rabbinically invalid. It's like we learned this machlekes in the following brisa. Hashaychar es hazevach. Someone is slaughtering a carbon, and he has a mind, lishtis midamer lamacher, to drink from the blood of the carbon tomorrow. Now, the blood is what's called achilas mezbeach. It's usually thrown on the altar, and he's having a mind that it should be eaten by a person. Or, lahakdim ibsar lamacher, to sacrifice from the meat tomorrow, which that's achilas adam, it's normally eaten, the flesh is usually eaten by the kohen. It's having a mind that it should be eaten by the mezbeach tomorrow. Or, lechol meimur lamacher, or that a person should eat the sacrificial parts tomorrow, which is achilas mezbeach la'adam. Says the Tanakhama, as we say in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama, kasha, it's going to be kasha, it's not a bona fide pigle, it's not regarding what it's normally used for. But verbalaza paisaidl, he says, like in our Mishnah, it's going to be invalid. Now, continues the Braisa. Let's say he has a machshava l'hniach midamel amacher. When he's doing that vayde, he has a mind just to leave the blood over tomorrow, for like nicer, not for any throwing the blood or drinking the blood, just to leave it over. Says the Braisa. But here the paisaidl says it's going to be invalid. Now, on that, Rebbe Elazar says, "Af bezu Rebbe Elazar place of acham akshirim." Also, in this case that we just discussed regarding just leaving it over, there it's also the same machlekes we mentioned regarding the first case when you switch it around. Here, regarding leaving over, is also the same machlekes Rebbe Elazar that Rebbe Elazar says it's possible and Chum say it's going to be kasha. So, he explains the Gemara of the Braisa. Rebbe Yehuda Alibi Deman. Rebbe Yehuda, according to whom does he hold when he explains his halacha? In other words, from the first machlokes tanaim that was mentioned regarding the case of the first case of the Braisa, regarding drinking the blood tomorrow, which that's from achilas mezbeach la'adam. According to whom does he hold like? As the Gemara explains, ilei malim drabanan. If you think Rabbi Yehuda holds like drabanan, well, hashta, then how can you understand that? Uma hasam dekom achashav loshna achila. If there, where although you were switching from achilas mezbeach to achilas adam, but at least both of them are in the terminology of eating, and still machsh rabban, still rabban says it's kasha because it's switching from one type of achilah to the other, so it's not going to be pigle. So hachas over here, when you're just leaving over the blood, loy kashikin, of course they're going to hold that it's kasha, because when you have a mind to do from one type of achilah to other, you're automatically leaving it over, and still they say it's kasha. So for sure, when you're just having in mind to leave it over, for sure they would hold it's kasha. And Rabbi Huda says it's possible. So ela libid Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, obviously, Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So the question is, because if that's who Rabbi Yehuda is like, now the Braisa continued and said, "Va'amr Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Elazar said, "Af bezu Rabbi Eliezer place of a chacham ashirim." That also in this case, there's a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, hi, Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Elazar is also saying the same thing in Rabbi Eliezer, so they're both saying the same thing in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that it's going to be possible. So what exactly are they disagreeing about? Elalav rather proves the Gemara its point. Karasik Ibainayu must be that the difference between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yehuda in Rebbe Eliezer is if there's going to be Karas. Rebbe Yehuda saw Rebbe Yehuda held Laniach Psul Be'alma. Regarding leaving over the blood, that's what Rebbe Eliezer holds, that it's just going to be invalid. But Bahanach, but regarding the previous cases, regarding, let's say, drinking the blood, then even karis nami mechayiv, then even karis, there's going to be a liability, like the previous interpretation we had said in Rabbi Eliezer, that it's biblical. Va'as Rabbi Elazar lemeima, that Rabbi Elazar came to say when he said that, no, af bezu, when he said also this, sounds like he's equating the two halachas that they have the same halacha, which would tell you, just like in this halacha of just leaving it over, there's no karis, because that's not the classical case of pigle, which that's only regarding ha'achal ya'achal, some type of achila, here's just to leave it over. So to regarding drinking, the first case, he held in Rebbe Eliezer, it's also not going to be pigle. Therefore, idi pasul v'emay karis. He must be saying in Rebbe Eliezer that both of them are going to be just pasul and not karis, because he holds in Rebbe Eliezer, it's only drabbanan. So you see, says Rav Asi, that this opinion in Rebbe Eliezer is actually machloikis tanoim in what he holds, if it's deraisa or drabbanan. Says Igmar Loi, no, you don't have any proof. The kule alma karis leka, you could say that everyone in this braisa holds in Rebbe Eliezer, that even Rebbe Yehuda, that's not going to be biblical, and if you switch around the achilas, and therefore there's not going to be karas. Now, v'hacha, but so therefore here in the braisa regarding the halacha of leaving it over, the machshav of leaving it over to the next day, gimel machlekes b'davar, there's a three-way machlekes in this halacha in the braisa. Tanakama, so the Tanakama, who doesn't mention this case, he held bahanach pligi. The whole machlekes that they had was in the first case, that regarding, let's say, switching from one type of achilah to the other. That's where, as in the Halacha Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer made a gzeir drabanan, that maybe you might come to think it in its appropriate type of eating, which would be pigle. So therefore here, even when it's shalei kedarkei, he said, it's okay, rabbinically, it's also going to be possible. But laniach, we're going to leaving it over. Divya kol kasher, the Tanakhama held that according to everyone, even according to Balyaz, it's going to be kasher. Because the Torah only makes forbidden the machshava of type of eating. And drinking is also a type of an eating. But regarding leaving over, although it actually would be possible if you have a mind to leave over all the blood, but regarding some of the blood, atu kol dame, as Rashi explains, Tanakhama held, we're not going to make such a gzer. That's the Tanakhama. And to continue the time of Yotches Min Alv, but Rabbi Yehuda Saba, he held, no, Bahanach Pligi. He held, yeah, the same thing like the Tanakhama, but in the reverse. That it was only in the case of switching, let's say, blood on the Mizbeach to drinking. That's where the Rabbanan disagree, and they hold that it's not going to be pigle, because you're thinking about something that it's not normally done with it. It's not normally eaten by person. It's normally, that's the Mizbeach drinks it. But Lahaniach, they are called possible, says Rabbi Yehuda, but if you have a mind to leave it over, there even the Chacham would agree, yeah, it would be according to everyone the other way around that it would be possible. My time, what's the reason? Says Yehuda, because Gezerah, it's a rabbinic decree about a machshav of leaving it over, of miktas dami of some of the blood, atu kol dami, because you might come to leave over all the blood. V'chol dami psuladai rais, and leaving over all the blood is a biblical invalidation. As Gemara says in Zavachim, the Avalam and Vav Medalf, based on two psukim, the time like learned a brisa that Amalim Yehuda says to them, don't you agree to me? If you actually live over carbon till tomorrow, it's going to be possible. That's what's known as nicer. So chishav lanich lamachaname possible. Also having a machshav regarding leaving over, it's also going to be possible. So therefore, he explains that yes, and regarding the case of haniach, there's no machlekes because everyone would hold it's going to be possible rabbinically when you leave over when you're having a mind miktas dami atu kol dami, which would be a biblical invalidation. On that, that's where Rabbi Lazar came to disagree and say, no, af bezu, that even in this case, that we're going to have a machlaikis, Rabbi Lazar paisa b'cha machshirin, which is the middle of those two other opinions of Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Lazar said it's going to be possible, Chama says it's going to be kasher, but again, there's no riot to Ravasi that he wanted to say, to answer, to say, oh, that you see that what I'm trying to say in Rabbi Lazar, that there's a machlaikis, tanamikon Rabbi Lazar, that one holds, he holds the raisa when you switch it from one tabachil to the other, one holds the rabbanan. He wanted to say it's Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, and that says the Gemara, no, Kabbi Abun holds that it's only Dirabanan, it's not Dereis, and there's not going to be Karis, and the Machlekes is regarding a different idea regarding how do you understand the case of Laniach, would that be a Machlekes, or would it not be? And like we said, there's three different opinions, either that everyone holds it would be Kasher, everyone holds it would be Pasul, or like Rabbi Elazar said, that he would still be the same Machlekes, but not that it would be Dereis, all of them would still be saying that this Psul about switching the attributions of the type of Bechila would be only the Rabbanan, and the question only was that what would they hold then regarding the Psul of Laniach? Do we make this Gezer of Miktas Dami Atu Dami, just like Rabbi Elazar says the rabbinic decree, also by the halacha of switching to the type of Bechilas, which again was saying when he holds the Rabbanan, what would he hold regarding Lahaniach?